It's that time again.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Hang on a minute. Vinrock, I feel like taking tonight off a little bit.
Oh, really?
I feel like it's Hank's night off tonight.
Oh, really? You dickhead.
So I'm going to hand the hosting over to you tonight.
Oh, well, goodbye ratings. Ambushed.
Thought I'd spring this on you.
Yeah, no, you're very humorous. God, I hate you so much right now.
I know.
The Courtside Podcast is back, and I am your host, the People's Champ, Mitch Germano.
The champ is here!
And with me, my blue, furry, straight podcasting friend, Heck McCoy. Hank?
Vinrock.
How are we?
I'm good.
Night off tonight, buddy?
My night off. You're taking over the hosting duties for me tonight, so I'm just going to sit back with my bottle of Haterade.
There's a lot of Haterade coming from my end right now, let me tell you.
You had no idea I was going to do this to you tonight, so...
No, payback's going to be a bitch like that. Anyway, let's get on with it, because we've got a few teams to talk about tonight. Mm-hmm. But before we start, I should say the Courtside Podcast is brought to you by Ordman Media. You can find us at www.theordman.com. And with that, we'll kick off the Eastern Conference with those pesky Washington Wizards. Their record is 28, running at 500, fifth in the East, both in the last 10 games.
Do you get the feeling, Vince, that they're in a little bit of trouble? I mean, Nene's just gone out 6 to 8 weeks.
Has he really? I don't even know.
6 to 8 weeks, I believe, with an MCL strain.
Bloody typical, isn't it? Bit of trouble.
Vital for their playoff run.
But you don't think Booker can come in?
Well, I was thinking that, but then what's been... you know, swirling around the rumour mill of late has been Gooden.
Oh, no.
I know. Out of nowhere. Where did that name come from?
Oh, my God. He's just going to come in and shoot 20 shots.
Drew Gooden, rumoured. I'm an undersized centre. I like Gortat. I really do, but they're going to feel it, you know, on the defensive end. And as good as I like Gortat, you know, he's not the offensive weapon that Nene is. And I just think that's... for the Wizards to lose Nene now in this sort of home stretch, it could be a little bit dire.
Yeah, you're right. I think they're stuffed, actually. I did like the game-winning dunk, though. That was a nice setup by John Moore.
Mm.
I think I was thinking about this the other day. Remember how you said that we were like a year behind on the Grizz making the playoffs and the Bobcats 1 year?
Yep.
I reckon we're a year behind on the Wizards.
Last year?
Yeah.
Flawless, man. I'm telling you, it's flawless. Every year there's one team that I call and we miss out, and the next year they fly through. So, yeah. I've been really liking what I've seen from this Wizards team. Bradley Beal, man, he looks like he's back to form after that hip injury.
It's a 10-year backcourt. I love it.
Mm.
Absolutely love it. And John Wall, for mine, he's just, every year from now on, you're just going to see improvement by a mile, and a kid that's just coming into his prime. One question for you. The sampler, Coach Whitman.
Yes.
Does he stay on next season, or does he have to make the playoffs?
He's got to make the playoffs, which I think they will. I mean, you know, it's pretty safe now, under 30 games. I'm not convinced with him as the coach, although...
You know I'm not.
I know you're not. We don't call him the Whitman sampler for nothing. Yeah, look, you touched on John Wall, man. I just want to say that I've really liked what I've seen from Wall this year. He looks like he's playing with a purpose. More importantly, with a sense of urgency.
Yeah, well, didn't he, start of the year, I'm pretty sure he came out with a statement regarding the playoffs. I don't think he guaranteed playoffs. But... Mm.
I mean, it's good to see, you know, like last year, obviously, he had a lot of injury. And then even though they were out of the playoff picture, like he was still playing hard to end it, you know, to show Washington Wizards fan, I suppose, if you want to take it that way, that... you know, a healthy season and they're, you know, they're across the line. They haven't taken their foot off the acceleration. I mean, the Nene injury hurts them, but I just like everything I'm seeing from John Wall because he's their franchise guy and it's good to see him playing like it.
One final question from me before we move on. This is going to sound really crazy. but they got Otto Porter sitting on the bench, right?
Yeah.
Why not play him?
I'm okay with it.
May as well play him, develop him.
If he's not there and you're getting more production out of Ariza, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with him playing this year behind Ariza and learning the ropes. I mean, his future with Washington, I think they hang on to this kid. But if he's not there yet and he's not ready to contribute right now, then I'm actually okay with it. I think going into playoffs, his rookie year is going to be good experience for him. I mean, if they can get 10 minutes out of him, 15 minutes, I'm happy with that. But as far as him sitting, if he's not ready to contribute, I'm happy with it. Because they need to make playoffs this year.
Yeah, look, I'd love to see him in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to see a change back to the Bullets name. After all, it was named after a train. So don't know why they changed it.
Did you like their trade?
Refresh my memory.
They sent Beasley out.
Oh, Big Yarn, yep.
To Denver for Andre Miller.
Well, it's okay.
Battle tested. Good backup.
Andre Miller's more than battle tested. He's he's. I think he's in the medical ward, but just about ready for retirement. He might be able to spell well 5-10 minutes.
Hey, he can still play, man. Miller can still play. You know I like Miller.
Yeah, I know. And if you like someone, boy, he looks like a stalker.
Hey, I got one more question for you before we bounce off Washington.
Hey, who's hosting?
I'm sorry.
Have you got any other questions there, Hank?
I do.
Oh, far away.
So you mentioned Wizards are fifth in the East right now. Do you think they can get any higher?
Probably not with the Nene injury. Probably not. But I rate Trevor Booker. Don't mind Frenchie Seraphine either. I think they can share the workload, possibly. Yeah. But I don't think so with the Nene injury. Now, our next team in the East, with a 42-13 record, is the Indiana Pacers, who are 7-3 in their last 10 games. And for mine, I absolutely love the Evan Turner trade. I thought they needed something.
Wow, really?
I really did. They were starting to lose games I thought they should have won. And I thought, as soon as they got Evan Turner, I thought, this is something they need. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I get the same. I had the same sense. I thought that Indiana was starting to slip. Losing silly games, you know, like their record's pretty impressive though. My only fear with Indiana is they're only a game and a half ahead of Miami. And is the loss of focus going to come back to bite them? As you know, because Miami is starting to roll right now. They're putting together some nice wins, you know, as defending champs should. But my concern is, if Miami catch them for first in the East, will that play a little bit of a mental edge?
One thing, I'm not sure. Like, that's for me, that's hard to answer. I just think what you said before. I think Miami's maybe just looking over their shoulder a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe lost a bit of focus. They've just got to worry about winning games and not worry about what the Heat are doing.
Mm.
Apart from that, Evan Turner trade. Pretty sure Lavoie Allen was thrown in there.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've got to say, I've kept an eye on Lavoie for a couple of seasons. Don't mind him. Big 6'9" lad, strong. Rebounds, scores a little.
Is he a lefty?
I think he is a lefty.
Yeah.
He wears number 50. Will be handy in playoffs, I feel. Don't overlook the little boy Allen acquisition. It's very handy.
Just back to the Evan Turner thing, though. Like, do you see him coming off the bench, or does he start at two guard? I mean, because it's not as if they're bringing in, you know, a scrub. Turner's, like, he's having a career year this year. You know, you could almost say the same for Lance Stephenson as well. So I just wonder, you know, do they start Turner and swing Paul George to the three, or?
Well, their starting lineup is with Hill and Stephenson in the back. So I think, I think they're going to bring Turner in and just say to him, look, you're coming off the bench.
Green light. I mean, the kid can score. You know, he's creative and he's a smart player. I like Evan Turner. Like, I really like him. I just don't know if this was the right move to make this season.
No, I think they're good. I think Larry Bird and Coach Vogel will be saying, this is about winning a championship. You come off the bench, you're a six man. Worry about starting next season, but if you play six man and will you get a ring, isn't it all worth it? And Evan Turner's not going to rock the boat. You've got David West in that locker room.
And you know what? I just thought of it then. This is good insurance if Stevenson bolts next year, or if Indiana decide, you know, not to match, you know, his next deal coming.
See, this is why I've got you as my co-host, because you make, you know, the sensible calls. No, but you're absolutely right. I totally agree with that. But, look, yeah, they're not going to rock the boat. They're not going to make him a starter. He's coming off the bench.
But it's not as if Granger was a big problem.
No, he wasn't, but his knees, it's not great.
He was a little, I heard he was a little pissed that he got traded.
Just, yeah, well, wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
Where do you think Granger will sign, just quietly?
Oh.
Between you and me?
Denny Granger. I could actually see him, you know what, if he's bitter about the whole thing, he'll go sign him with Miami. And if that happens, I hope it does, just for the mere fact the storyline come playoffs would be just that much better. But I could actually see him going with maybe San Antonio or even the Clippers.
Not San Antonio. Look, no Heat, no Spurs, no Clippers.
Maybe the Bulls make a run.
Yeah, maybe. Even then you got two guys with bad knees. Sorry, Bulls fans, but you suck. I think it'll be the Heat. I think it will be. They traded away Roger Mason, created a space. All makes sense. And with that, we're going to move to the Western Conference. And one of Hank's favourite little group of misfits, the Sacramento Kings, who have got their 20 and 36, and I'm pretty sure all those 20 wins are from DeMarcus Cousins. Stellar play this year. Latest 5-5 in the last 10 games, thanks to DeMarcus Cousins. Hank.
Yes.
Your band of misfits. What's going on?
I just think it's a case of too little, too late from these guys. I don't think we can blame Rudy Gay in any of this, but look, I've been a little bit impressed with the Sacramento Kings big three, DeMarcus Cousins, Rudy Gay, and Isaiah Thomas.
Damn straight, DeMarcus Cousins.
Look, they've pulled out some good wins. I have a couple of things, I suppose. I'll ask you. Will Rudy stay off this year? And will Sacramento pay Isaiah Thomas at season's end?
I think Rudy will stay. I feel like Rudy is enjoying his time there.
I think he's gone.
Really? Why? Yeah,
I think he's gone. He doesn't want to stay in Sacramento.
No, I think you're wrong. And Isaiah, I don't think they'll re-sign Isaiah.
No? You think they'll let him walk?
They were shopping for point guard big time at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
So that tells me they're not happy with him. Or they, you know, if they can get someone else, they will. So I don't think they will. And if they do, it won't be what Isaiah wants.
Yeah.
But DeMarcus, are you're on the DeMarcus bandwagon yet, though? I saw you fishing on Facebook the other day, very, very humorous again.
All caps courtside.
I nearly just gave you a spray, and I'm like, nah, give him what he wants. Just let it go. Hank's hard on segment Facebook.
It's not that I don't like DeMarcus Cousins. I just sort of think he should be a lot further down the road than his attitude lets him be. You can't question the talent. Like, and I've never questioned the talent. More the mental edge, if you will.
Yeah, I admit he's not perfect.
We've had our bouts about DeMarcus Cousins more than a few times on this show.
Oh yeah, but you're way too harsh on DeMarcus. What is he? Big Boogie, whatever his name is. Yeah, we can get stuffed. We're going to the LA Clippers.
Wait. 20 and 36 on the year so far.
Yeah,
14th in the West, second last. Actually, I think they're tied with Utah for 14th spot. My thing is this. Even with the record being as bad as it is, despite the record, rather, do you think they turned a corner this season?
Boy, that's. I think they turned the corner in the last 10 games. Maybe.
Are they better than last year? Record wise, I mean, it doesn't really show it, but do you think the franchise turned a corner with this team?
In terms of assets, like they've got a bucket load of assets, I'll say yes. I think they're on the right track. That's the best way I can put it. You know as well as I do, if you've got a ton of assets, that's. You know, the Rockets did the same thing. Eventually, you'll turn it into someone. And hopefully they can just, you know, start winning more next season and make a move. Because I don't mind the Kings. I wish they did go to Seattle. But, you know, they're stuck in Sacktown. So hopefully they can get something going.
I mean, it's just a matter of, I really think they need to, you know, start making the playoffs and then start making them more consistently. And they're in a tough division. They're in the Western Conference. But, you know what, they just got granted the team back. You know, the shine's only going to last for so long.
Yeah, like I said, I think asset-wise they're fine. I think they're on the right track. That's all I can say, really, if you're a Kings fan out there. Hopefully But he won't be winning a title before the Lakers, so just take it easy. So the next team in the Western Conference, Spanky, the LA Clippers, who, surprisingly, they've lost 20 games. That's not great.
What's their win record?
39-20. Fourth in the West. 6-4 in the last 10 games. That's not great either. And a big, well, decent signing today. Glenn Davis, big baby.
Do you like that signing?
I do like it. You don't like it?
I like it in the fact that Big Baby's a Doc Rivers guy, and he's going to probably help straight away. I mean, he's probably going to know Doc's system. You know, I think he's going to get back to... Because, I mean, look, let's face it, he's not a starting power forward on any other team than Orlando. Maybe Milwaukee. But...
Lakers.
But, I mean, I think the thing with Big Baby is, and what everyone's, you know, sort of forgetting about him is that he was a great spark plug off the bench for those Boston teams.
Yeah, he really was. I remember a game against the Pistons. I think it might have been the playoffs. He came off the bench and dropped 20.
Yeah. You know, he's got a big body. He can rebound, which is something they desperately need.
And he's battle-tested.
He is battle-tested. He is.
Can he dunk?
He's not afraid to cry either.
No, that's true. Who's going to make him cry?
Probably Chris Paul. Probably Doc. Probably Matt Barnes.
Yeah, Matt Barnes. Yeah. I'd love to see that. I'd pay to see that. No, I must say I do like it for all those reasons we just discussed.
Word on the streets, Vince. Word on the streets is...
You're streets savvy.
Yeah, I am. Don't go down any dark alleys. wait. They could be looking at Metta World Peace now the Knicks have paid him out.
Well, he's battle-tested.
His knees are battled.
Meta can help.
I don't mind that role for him.
Yeah, look, I think his days of playing the 20 minutes are gone. Because even when he was at the Lakers, you just see he slowed down so much. But still as strong as an ox and tough as nails. But what's he going to give you, really, apart from... You know, 10 minutes that Matt Barnes isn't going to give you.
I like the idea of Metta World Peace for the Clippers, but my only hesitation is what he needs to bring is what he doesn't have anymore, and that's his defensive ability.
Yeah.
Like, he's not as quick. You know, he can't match up against those quicker guards anymore. Sure, he can take the big guys and bang it out, but, I mean, I sort of think, well, what's the point if you've got Big Baby? You just signed him, you brought him in for that role, so...
Yeah, I don't think they... You know what, that just makes me think they won't sign him.
That's why I think they'll make a run at Danny Granger. Spread the floor for him a little bit more. I mean, sure, you know, I mean, he's just as much a liability as far as injury-wise as Metta World Peace is, but probably gives you a little bit more.
Yeah, that's the thing. What is the state of Granger's knee? Because if he signs with the Clippers, that's a massive upgrade from Dudley.
I honestly actually don't think they need it. Like, my biggest concern... For the Clippers team was that they needed depth. They needed depth with their bigs. Yeah. I mean, because Ryan Holland's not going to be your answer when DeAndre is in foul trouble in the playoffs. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
I can understand the Big Baby signing for sure, because like we said, he's battle tested. He knows Doc's system. You know, he's going to blend in pretty quickly, I reckon. I've got to say though, the OKC game the other day. Did you happen to catch any of it?
I saw the result. I was out making a living. I'm sorry.
They really showed me something, that Clippers team.
Really? Do tell.
Well,
tell me what they showed you.
They showed me the improvement the team is on last year's team. I mean, let's not forget, this team's 60 wins last year. I feel like they're a better team. They got off to this hot start, and Chris Paul goes down. I mean, we haven't really given Blake as much props as we probably should for this year. I mean, he's really improved. I think he's like... 24-10 this year. You know, I feel like he's really expanded his game and held it down while Chris Paul was out. I mean, it's not as if they fell off a whole heap of games like I thought they were going to. But that OKC game, I felt like they really turned a corner as far as, you know, the team goes. Like, they really showed me what they're capable of. And, you know, that's knocking off the OKC Thunder, which I wasn't quite so sure of before.
Yeah, that's a game on the schedule I looked at that day and thought, this is one the Clippers would be telling themselves, and Doc telling himself privately, this is one we need to win, see where we're at.
I mean, it's a good gauge, right?
Oh, absolutely. But I also think they might have got OKC on just a bit of a lull. Maybe Westbrook coming.
Yeah.
See, put him off a bit, you know.
I'm not so sold on that theory just because of the tear that KD's been on.
Yeah. Well, look, they can only beat him if they put in front of him, and they beat him quite...
How good was Jamal Crawford?
That guy just keeps getting it done, doesn't he?
Automatic. He's stuck in automatic, Vince. Why?
Automatic. Yeah.
Goodness.
He just gets better with age, that guy.
Mate, he's amazing.
He's like Kirby. He's like Kirby, just a fine vino.
He had a couple of long bombs over KD in that game, and I was just like, wow. Wow.
Always had the ability, hasn't he? He's crazy good.
He had his 40th four-point play today against the Pelicans as well.
He's got a habit of knocking those four-point plays down.
I'll tell you what, the other thing is, they haven't had Redick for much of the season either, and I think I'm hoping they get him back for the playoffs, because that'll really stretch the floor for him. And, man, look, under, 25 games to go now in the season?
Yep.
They're warming up. They've got Chris Paul back. Everything seems to be firing right now. I think they're in a good spot heading into the playoffs.
Well, two things. How many games do the Clippers do you think they can win?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't think they'll hit the 60 mark.
And secondly, if they win the championship, it ain't going up in Staples. That's what I'm saying. It's not happening. It's not going up.
Oh, so cool.
Now, let's move on to a segment where everyone's waiting for this. Jersey! Worthy?
Love it.
Who, Spanky McCoy, is your jersey worthy for this week?
I've got to give it to a guy, Vince, that we've been keeping tabs on for quite some time, that we thought, you know, had been a little bit wrong throughout his NBA career, especially early on. Lots of potential.
This could be anyone.
Pick four, not so long ago, has to go to Thomas Robinson.
What for?
For his massive game against the Timberwolves the other day.
Was it?
Massive. I mean, look, for people who don't know, the rivalry between the Portland Trailblazers and the Minnesota Timberwolves, it's been going on for a while, and it could be quite vicious. I would have hated to see what the rivalry would have been like if Minnesota would have actually got the Batum signing. It would have been crazy. But anyway, Portland's down. Resurgence in Portland this year. Thomas Robinson had a bust-out game, 14 points, career-high 18 rebounds, and possibly block of the year on Corey Brewer. Oh, my God. If you didn't see it, watch the highlights. Amazing block. Led to a fast break. Alley-oop. Thomas Robinson. He had that whole stadium jumping. He gets my jersey worthy.
I do like Thomas Robinson, but Cam Cripps, the lawyer that listening to the podcast, he will be just cocker playing with that. What else did Robinson do during the game?
He was just a spark plug, man. 14 points, 18 rebounds.
Well, that's right then.
I think he only had like 32 minutes, if I believe. So,
I didn't know actually.
Just a spark plug that game, like really turned the game around for him. And Portland doing it without LaMarcus Aldridge as well. So good win.
Yeah, that's impressive. Did you watch that at work?
I actually watched it on my iPhone.
I've got to get a job where you work because,
while at work, but don't tell my boss.
I see so many people on Twitter who should be working because I know here in Australia, and it's like, how do you guys do that? That's not fair. Look, I'm going to go for my jersey worthy. I have not given this award to this man yet, but I'm going to give it to LeBron James.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, look, I could have given it to him a million times this season, but that... I'm just kidding. That 40-point game he had the other day after the All-Star game, I just thought, you know what, it's time for LeBron James. And we cop a little bit of, well, I do, cop a lot of crap from Craig Walton that we don't give the Heat enough airtime.
Yep.
So you can shut up now, Craig. Stop with the text, emails. Giving your boy a well-earned jersey worthy.
How about that nose-breaking dunk the other day?
Yeah, a bit soft.
I liked it. I thought it was good. I mean, he still finished the dunk, I mean.
Yeah, but he went off. He went up to the bloody locker room.
Mate, I've seen Boozer go off for worse, all right?
Oh, colouring his hairpiece.
They'd already, you know, had the game in the bag anyway.
What about little 100, 5 pound Steve Nash. I mean, he got his nose rearranged all over his face.
But that's the thing. That was playoffs. I was okay with him. I think if it was playoffs, he probably stays on, just wax a face mask, go over it.
Yeah, I don't know, mate. With the jersey, we can't leave out the old brain fart award. Indeed. McCoy, who is your brain fart this week?
Oh, so many to choose from.
There really can only be one.
Well, no, I've got a few. I mean, it shouldn't really be a surprise. He's been racking them up this year, but it has to go to J.R. Smith for me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, I know, I get it. Like, I know the incident is not a huge deal. I mean, he, instead of untying the shoelaces, he, you know, flicked Vince Carter's headband down over his eyes so he couldn't see for a little bit. I mean, and, you know, Madison Square Garden crowd got a little bit of a giggle out of it, and Vince had a little giggle about it. But for me, it just said volumes. It just said that, you know what, they were down, mind you, at that point as well. I mean, say a ref catches the wrong angle of that, he gets teed up. Say the league catches the wrong angle of that, and he gets fined. Although that incident wasn't a major deal, why would you test fate like that? Haven't you been under enough scrutiny this year as a member of the New York Knicks and all the antics that he's put the team under? I mean, do you know what I mean? He can't stay focused. They're losing games like crazy, 21-36. I mean, unlucky, you know, bounce for them, Dirk hitting the game winner today. But, I mean, they're 11th in the East. There's still a chance they can slide into 8th seed somehow. But 3-game losing streak, you know, 2-8 in their last 10. Man, I'm going to drink a big bottle of Haterade tonight because I'm just fed up with JR. Like, I'm just, you know, he's underperforming this season. You know, it feels a little like, hey, you got your payday and then you sat on your hands. Especially considering Melo has copped so much crap this year, so much crap, so much scrutiny from a lot of NBA fans, and he is flat out balling, doing everything he can for New York. And then you got this clown who's supposed to be his wingman, like supposed to be his Robin. Give me a break. Brain fart, J.R. Smith.
You know what, mate? Not a contract here.
Yeah.
That's what it is. The old Isaac Austin syndrome. It's last year, what was he doing? Playing out of it. He was playing hard every night, got his contract.
Well, to the playoffs anyway.
That's true. My brain fart award, and people by now have probably seen it, Raymond Felton.
What's he up to?
Pulling firearms, holding up Krispy Kreme to Stu Benson. No, that's not true. But allegedly, we should say, arrested on firearms charges, pulling weapons and stuff like that. Raymond. What's happened to our friend Raymond?
Can I ask you a question about Raymond Felton?
You can. Because I was a huge fan of Raymond
Felton. Look, I just feel like Felton's served his purpose. I mean, you know, he was brought over from Charlotte, right?
Yep.
He served his purpose when they signed Amari. They had a guy that can run pick and roll. And for a short time there, it worked, you know, until obviously the Melo trade and all the Amari debacle that went on. But is Raymond Felton a starting point guard anywhere in the league, really? I mean, other than this Knicks team right now, is there another team that you would say, yes, I would take Raymond Felton over this guy?
Wow, I'm struggling to come up with one.
I think he is going to find himself in a hard spot in his career because I don't think he's a starting point guard anymore. And I think he's going to have a hard time adjusting to that.
He's got to realize that he's 29, 30. He's fat. He's got enough money to hire a personal trainer, hire Tim Grover, after this, he should just do that. Get himself trim.
He needs to come back. Fully fit. He needs to come back in the best shape of his life, right?
That's the only way he's going to get a look at any sort of contract across his table.
Yeah.
Because when he's like that, like remember what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, he was averaging 17 a game playing for the Knicks when he first went to the Knicks.
Yep.
And he was in reasonable nick. Was never super fit, reasonable, and he was quite quick.
I mean, he's a big body guard, you know. He's a less athletic Baron Davis in his prime.
There's just something going on with him. What is going on with him?
He's not a starting point guard. That's what's going on with him.
Well, he definitely used to be. whether he can get it back or not, whether he can come to terms of being a bench point guard. It's just crazy. You know, he just doesn't realise how good he's got it.
Brain fart.
Massive, massive brain fart. And as always, Courtside fans, you can find us at Facebook. Just search All Caps Courtside. iTunes and Podomatic. Twitter.
At CRTSDE.
You can find me at VINROK44. And also Instagram. Well, Hank.
Vince.
It's been emotional. And I must say it's been ratings killer.
Mate, you did well. You did well. Considering I sprung this on you.
We forgot to mention Sneak Young for his birthday.
Oh, we did.
21st.
Wow.
I'm sure him and his boyfriend will be a nice dinner. Here it comes.